Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Donald sent me a note, and here's something on the horizon, and it makes you wonder when or if it's going to come to America. MotorBiscuit.com ran this story, but it's been widely reported. Allison Barfield wrote this version of the story. Mandatory speed limiters could make going too fast impossible. The question is, are they going to make cars that will not let you speed? In other words, the car, among its various safety devices, could have a thing in it that will say, you can't go that fast. Sorry. And the question is, will these come to American cars? And if so, when? According to various news sources, new vehicles sold in Europe after May of 2022 will be required to have speed limiters and systems that monitor driver attention levels. The European Commission announced these mandates Tuesday, noting that the intelligent speed limiters alone could reduce fatalities in European roads by 20%. What about the Autobahn? Makes you wonder. The announcement came right after Volvo released its commitment to limit the top speed on all its future cars to 112 miles per hour. Okay, I'm not sure if Volvo realizes that 112 miles per hour is still above most speed limits. Most. They also announced that all of its future vehicles will have camera systems designed to detect drowsy, distracted, or intoxicated drivers. Just what we need is an array of cameras inside the car watching you as you drive the car. Meanwhile, the U.S. does not have a mandate for automatic emergency braking yet. However, most automakers have pledged to make automatic emergency braking standard on all new vehicles by September of 2022 to make roadways safer. And again, anytime I hear about a system, automatic emergency braking, okay? So let's assume that in a laboratory setting, you're driving along and a child toddles out in front of you and the car slams on the brakes and it does not hit the child. You go, it saved a child's life. That's when everything's working properly in a laboratory. What happens when that system malfunctions? You're driving along one day on a bright, sunny day, dry roads, no obstacles in sight, and the car malfunctions. What happens then? Oh, that would never happen. Speed limiters will use road sign recognition or data from navigation maps to warn the driver about the current speed limit. As noted previously, navigation maps are often incorrect, sometimes fed bad information on purpose. I've also looked at the navigation system on my Ford Explorer as I passed a speed limit sign and noticed the speed limit was different than what was noted in the navigation system. Those systems are not perfect. So it will notify drivers if they're exceeding the speed limit. This technology is already offered on many new vehicles, but the EU will make it standard on every vehicle. That'll be mandatory. Engine power will be limited to match the speed limit of a road that the vehicle is traveling on to prevent you from speeding in your car. It will be possible to override the system by pushing harder on the throttle, but the system will be engaged every time the vehicle is started. So it will urge you not to speed, but it actually won't physically prevent you from speeding. Other safety technologies that are required include distracted or drowsy driver attention warning, automatic emergency braking, as mentioned before, lane keeping assistance, backup cameras, and an improved event data recorder to store information before an accident. And I remember, I've had this discussion with several people over the years about how the prices of vehicles have crept up. And it's not pure inflation. It's because cars have gotten more complicated. So there was a time when you could go to a dealership and say, I want a stripped down version of that right there. And you point at any car, truck, anything. And you could get one with a 4-speed transmission, manual, window cranks, no air, and an AM radio, okay? And it would be substantially cheaper than the one with the power windows, AC, and an automatic transmission. You could get the stripped version. You could get the car with no carpeting. You could get it with just the floor. You couldn't delete the floor. You had to get the floor. So the fact of the matter is that as inflation has driven prices of cars up, the complication level of the cars has driven them up even faster. So if all cars have got backup cameras, well, those aren't free. The automatic emergency braking system ain't free. The camera array to see if you're a drowsy ain't free. And so all of these things are making cars more expensive. And the bigger problem I have with this is that in the old days, if a car broke down and you were thinking about what to do with it, you could often find somebody go, I'll take the car off your hands, I'll fix it. Take it home, straighten it out, rebuild something, put it back together again. There's going to come a time when cars are in the junkyards and they won't be fixable because of how complex these systems are. And it might be that no one makes the wiring harnesses anymore for the camera array for the anti-drowsy feature on your new Volvo or on your old Volvo. So the rules still need to be formally approved by the EU. During the EU Commission's announcement, they shared that it expected the required safety technologies to prevent about 25,000 deaths and 140,000 injuries on the road between 2022 and 2022 and 2038. New vehicles will need to implement the technology by May 2022, and existing vehicle models have until May 2024 to add it. So a majority of automakers are moving toward increasing safety standards with the development of new technologies, while the speed limiters can be ignored by simply, as we said, depressing the pedal harder. They may become more strict in the future. If the driver continues to speed for several seconds, the system will provide audio warnings. Slow down. A visual display will also be seen until the vehicle operates under the speed limit again. While the limiters will come with an on and off switch at first, later systems might not contain such a switch. This means that in the future, a more permanent system that reduces engine power could become mandatory, but public acceptance may be necessary for the introduction of these rules. We will keep you updated as we learn more. So that's Allison Barfield writing for MotorBiscuit.com. And, you know, this is an interesting question because most places I've seen it talk about this ask the obvious question. Kind of like when something happens in California and the rest of the states imitate it, happens sometimes. When Europe adopts these standards, and there are car companies that sell cars in Europe and sell them in America, and if they make these things mandatory on European cars, how many car companies are going to say, you know something, it's just cheaper to make them all that way. Let's just make them all that way. And we'll build the cars for both markets. So we could get these, in theory, in America before there's even a mandate for them, simply because they were built that way. That's a possibility. Now, I suspect a lot of this stuff is software-driven, meaning that they could build the cars for both markets the same way and program them differently for different markets. That's a possibility. Or it could be that they just build them with the stuff on there and leave it dormant until it becomes necessary and required by law and then wake it up. But of course, there's still the cost involved because if they put the parts into the car, they're going to charge the end user for those parts. So it's a weird situation. But the speed limiter is an interesting one. And this is a question I get asked periodically because I've got viewers all around the world. I get emails and contacted by people from all over. Russia, Germany, the UAE, the Far East, Australia, New Zealand, Tasmania. I get queries from all over the world. And I get a lot of questions from people who are not in Western Europe, and they're not in the U.S. And they say, Steve, I'm curious about something. You people in America have got a fascination with fast cars. And you can tell that by watching people like me talk about cars, or Vin Wicke and Ed Bolian, or just looking at Jalopnik. You know, there's a fascination in America with fast cars. And they go, now, you can go to the store, dealership, and buy a car that can do double the speed limit. Triple the speed limit, depends on the speed limit is. But you can buy these cars that theoretically can go so fast and so far beyond the speed limits, but there's no place to do that legally, is there? And how often would you do it? How often would you do it? And so, for instance, I've mentioned I've got a Dodge Viper, just like that model there, but full size, and it runs. And that car is capable, I've been told, of breaking the speed limit. Now, the question is, are you really going to go out in a bright red car and break the speed limit by leaps and bounds, knowing full well as you blast by a cop with a laser that it's going to end badly for you. And so I've actually had people ask me legitimately, they go, why are you guys willing to spend all this money on a car that can do something that you probably aren't going to do, or if you're going to do it, you don't do that often. And if you do it, it's illegal. But quite frankly, you're probably not going to do it at all. Why? Why? And I always have to explain to them, you know something? I don't know. I don't know. It's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing. It is an absolute fact that people in America, and it's a car guy thing, but I'm not limiting that to just car people, nor am I limiting just guys. But the people who are into cars, the thing about cars that we like how a car looks, we like how a car performs, and part of the performance is just top end speed. The fact that the car can do 150 miles an hour is pretty cool, even if it never does it. So, you know, the big car companies sold stock cars back in the day. You could buy a Dodge Charger Daytona that looks just like this without the paint job, nose, cone, and wing. And from the factory, it went so far beyond the speed limit, it was a joke. Okay? They took a stock-bodied one of these to the Bonneville Salt Flats and did 216 miles per hour in it with a carbureted engine. 216 miles per hour. The only place you can do that is the Bonneville Salt Flats. Why do they sell them to the public? Because they could. People bought them. Why did people buy them? People like the idea of having a car that goes fast. Why? That's where I don't know how to answer your question. We just do. We just do. So it's very much an American thing. I know people in other countries have this fascination with speed also. But it is really something that Americans enjoy, is the idea of having a car that can go fast. Whether or not we ever actually drive it that fast, another question altogether. So MotorBiscuit.com and Allison Barfield wrote it. Donald sent it. Thanks a lot. Mandatory speed limiters could make going too fast impossible, at least in the future. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I've never faked a sarcasm.